Yeah, you can do some stuff. You're capable of some stuff. You got the right to do some stuff. Heck, you may even do stuff right now, stuff you're proud of. But what is it really that you're expected to do? What's that stuff beyond the stuff? The stuff that people talk about, the stuff that's great. What is that supposed to be? I mean, are you doing it? Well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hey, you can reach out to me, tdagiantslayer@gmail.com, or you can just comment, make a snarky comment on Facebook, which I love. I love people. Bring me your comments. Bring me your tired and your lazy. Sure, bring me your lazy. Hey, this podcast is supposed to make you think. Hope it does. And if you don't like it, let me know. We're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. And again, thanks to everyone who listens to the podcast, whether it's on Podbean or Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Please rate the podcast, even if you don't like it, because it helps the SEO, which is a big term someone told me to mention when people are trying to find the podcast itself. So I got a little jump in here. I want you to think about it, okay? Ability is what you're capable of doing, right? Hey, I have a certain ability. I'm capable of doing that. Gifting is where you find your sweet spot. We all have certain gifts that God has given us. Talent is what God has given you to develop. So we have a gifting, we have a talent that we can develop, and a skill is that talent times 1,000 practices. And sometimes we have a skill, but it's not a honed, amazing skill because we just haven't taken time to practice that talent. But I digress. I go on. So we have ability, what you're capable of doing. Gifting, which is where you find your sweet spot. Talent is what God has given you to develop. And skill is that talent times 1,000 practices. But faith is what you choose to do above and beyond all of those combined. Ability is a gift from God, given at birth. We all have some ability. What it really means is we have some built-in responsibility. That responsibility is in our DNA because God gave us ability and some gifting. But if I live a life where I use my ability, I use my gifting, I use my talent, and I develop and use my skill, well, to some degree, that's expected, right? I mean, it is expected, but what and how am I different than anyone else? The key to a life that truly makes a supernatural and eternal difference is one that is infused with faith. You take all of those and you combine faith, and wham, bam, thank you, jam, here we go. I love Hebrews chapter 11. It's called the faith chapter for a reason. It gives a short rundown of all the people in the Old Testament who've lived a life of faith and did things that they could not have possibly done on their own, even with the best ability, gifting, and talent. Look, let's be honest, okay? No matter how much of those you have, unless you have faith like Moses, just one of the many people mentioned in that chapter, you're not going to be able to live and escape Pharaoh, not on ability and talent alone. That won't cut it. When the angel of death comes to your door, guess what? You better have some faith and act on it. And your skill, as Jesus has pointed out, won't be what moves mountains. Thousands of hours of practice won't heal the sick or cast out demons. So we've got to have this faith combined with all of that. So why not create the perfect storm? Combine your ability, your talent, your skill, and some faith, and ask God to use you beyond these three combined together for some amazing God moments. Look, these three are fantastic, but even more eternity-altering when one combines them with faith. Let me share with you a thought that I've had many conversations along the years with many of my friends, many different people, and today more than ever, it really stands out because the truth is what I'm about to say anybody can do. And here's the comment. I've heard people say things like, I'm believing God for $1 million, or I'm believing God to make me a millionaire. And I get it. It's a great comment. I remember hearing people say that in the 70s I remember people chanting, you know, statements of faith, you know, name it and claim it. And I want to get beyond that. See, you're stepping out in faith saying that I want to make $1 million. Okay, but in today's world, it doesn't take faith to be a millionaire, just some hard work. Just about anybody could be a millionaire in today's culture, in today's world with social media, if you're willing to put in the hard work. But what if you said, I want to be a billionaire? I want to be a trillionaire. Now maybe we need some faith to go along with our ability, talent, and skill. Now, that's just an example. Let me break this down to Christ-like living. What are the goals you have in your spiritual walk? Now, you might say, well, I don't really have any goals. No, tell me, what are your goals in your spiritual walk? Do you want to lead people to Christ? Do you want to heal the sick, the blind to see, the deaf to hear? Do you want to cast out demons? Do you want to lead 25 people to Christ in the next year or in the next 5 years? What are your spiritual goals? Do you want to memorize, say, a chapter in the Bible? Whatever they are, now times them by 1,000. Can you do that on your own? You're probably going to need some faith in God to get those things done. Your ability, your skill, your talent alone won't do it, won't cut it with your spiritual gifts if you times it times 1,000. What if I put it this way? On your best day, what could you accomplish with your abilities, your gifts, and your talents for God? On your best day, give it a thought, think about it, and now times that by 1,000. You're going to need some faith, right? I think you're getting it. So today, take what you got and ask God to give you some faith as to what it could mean to the rest of the world if you simply take ability, talent, skill, wrap it up in a nice little ball, times it times 1,000 and say, okay, God, it's up to you. Let's roll. Can't do it on my own, so I gotta have you. Think about it. More importantly, live it. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.